Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
I don't think it's possible that a dog could be cleaner than a beard. I've literally never seen a man with a beard roll in poop.
I mean, I have. I don't know about you. We're obviously not hanging out at the same bars. But yeah, that was a big story over the weekend. That was a big story. Apparently, men with beards carry more germs than dogs. That great deadly bacteria in their facial hair. A study found every sampled beard had bacteria in them. Half had bad bugs that were hazardous to human health. At first, I thought that said bed bugs, but apparently it's just bad bugs. So all you hipsters out there, you are dirty, dirty, dirty. I would say you're dirty dogs, but you're dirtier than dogs. Apparently, this was everywhere this weekend. And we're going to get to sanctuary cities. We'll get to Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about Game Up There. We'll do all of that. But first, this is very important. This is a very important health story. Because if you're a guy with a beard, or if you're a woman who is intimate with a guy with a beard, then you really may need to rethink your relationship status. I'm telling you, by contrast, the number of the dogs tested proved to have lower levels of microbes in their fur than the men with bristling, furry facial hair. This stems from pogonophobia, the irrational fear of beards. Apparently not so irrational anymore is what we're learning, because it appears that of the 18 men and their necks that were tested, the results were way worse than they were for dogs. I don't even know. Like, I can't grow facial hair if I try. You could pay me $1 million. I would not be able to grow a beard. I don't know what it is, but I've never been able to do that. So I've never actually, this has never been a problem for me. I shave maybe once a week. Maybe twice if it's Easter. So maybe I'll shave a second time this week before we go to church. But that's basically it. Anyway, it seems to me that I don't know if it's because you have a beard or if you're just not washing it properly. But if you have a beard, guys, you got to get in there and scrub, because it is apparently a living, breathing bacterial, you know, just free for all up in your facial hair, which is kind of disheartening. I've always seen, like, you know, they call it the flavor saver or whatever. I've seen guys with beards, you know, they drink and like a little bit of the foam will dribble down, or sometimes there'll be food stuck in their beard. But apparently there's more than just food. There's microbes, there's microorganisms, there's bad bugs. There could be bad bugs. Who knows? You know, I don't spend a lot of time in guys' beards. But apparently there's a lot of living things that do. 855-765-1045. If you have a beard and you know you're dirty, or if you have a beard and you wanted to refute this because you believe that you're actually clean, give us a buzz. 855-765-1045. And I know that beards are very popular in this part of town, and especially in the last like 10 years, beards have exploded, not just with our friends in Palatka and on the west side. But anyone who's, you know, who's like in their late 20s, the hipster beard, you know, the dollar beard club, all of these things have really boosted the importance of beards they've profligated, really. And it's not, I don't think it's due to any one person. I know Brad Pitt has toyed with beards. He's had them. He's been an on again, off again kind of beard wearer. I don't know if he's the reason why. You know, Shia LaBeouf, sometimes he has a beard, although that dude's crazy, so I wouldn't do anything that he does. 855-765-1045. I know that there's women out there who refuse to date guys with beards or mustaches. I think that's more of just like a bristly, tickly on the face type thing. But it could just be a cleanliness issue too. Oh, Ace is on the line from Jacksonville. Ace, hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what about the hair? The hair joins the beard.
The hair? What do you mean the hair joins the beard?
Well, your beard grows all the way up to your hair.
Okay.
Is your hair dirty as well?
I mean, I don't have hair, so I don't. Again, this is really not my area of expertise. But I guess I don't know what happens when you have a beard. If you wash your hair, you take what, shampoo, scrub it in there, you know, make sure it's nice and clean. You take conditioner, scrub it in there. Do you do the same thing with your beard? Like, are guys in there shampooing their beards? Are they wash? Evidently not, because these microorganisms are in there thriving. Mac from Atlantic Beach, how you doing?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, sir? What'd you want to say?
Well, I just want to say, you know, beards have been around since the beginning of hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, and hygiene has only gotten better over the centuries, I would assume.
Yeah.
I have a beard myself. I wash my hair and my beard every single night.
You do?
But also, I wanted to say, well, I wonder what the studies reveal if they just look at regular hair on the head. I mean, goodness. It's got to be the same thing, right?
I mean, again, yes. If you looked at my head, you'd see that it's absent of any of that stuff. Which makes you great. And again, I feel really clean as a person. You can look at my head and you can see there's no diseases. Beavis from San Marco. How you doing, Beavis?
Hey, Mark. I'm doing all right. How you doing today?
Great. What'd you think? This shocking. And look, there was a lot of shocking news. You know, Donald Trump starting to tweet about the Sanctuary Cities on Friday. That was a little shocking. We've got the Game of Thrones premiere. Tiger Woods won the Masters. Totally shocking. But before we get to that, this was really a crazy story for a lot of people. What do you think about the beards being dirtier than a dog?
Man, that's crazy. I've been hearing it for years, and I've had a beard since Halloween 2015.
Uh-huh.
And I don't feel that dirty. I wash my beard every day. I get dirty at work. My old lady loves my beard. I don't know. I guess it's just up to each individual's taste, to be honest with you. And sometimes there are some good tastes in the beard.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Hey, thanks so much. Why have since Halloween? Did all of a sudden on Halloween you grew a beard? Can you do it in just one day? That's your beard anniversary is Halloween. Hey, Pat from Hilliard, how you doing, Pat?
Hey, good. It's good to talk to you, Mark.
Good talking to you. Happy Monday. Do you have a beard?
No, I do not. I do not like beards. I'm definitely not a beard guy, but it kind of struck me when you said about 10 years ago the beard started coming into play, and I've always credited the beards with the big influx of love that the Americans had after Bin Laden was killed with the Navy SEALs. So the Navy SEALs have always, you know, they've always been rocking those beards.
Yeah.
So I've always attributed, you know, the rise of the beards partially to the Navy SEALs.
Oh, that's an interesting point. I didn't know that. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, you could be right. The thing about the beards, according to this study, they studied the beards and they studied the dogs, and the dogs were significantly cleaner, which is weird because dogs spend a lot more time closer to the ground and, you know, walking around. I mean, it's weird. John, how you doing, John? What's up?
Hey, Mark. I couldn't help myself on this one. I don't have a beard personally, but I am a big Harley advocate. I have five of them.
Yeah.
Including a 1952, so I kind of have a tendency to sometimes hang out in that circle.
Oh, yeah, of course. You got bearded guys all over you, probably.
Yeah, and I live in Bunnell, so figure that one out. So anyhow, I go into this little bar. I'm literally the only person in there. Order a beer. I'm sitting there. This guy comes in next to me. Of course, as luck would have it, you got to sit right next to me. Nobody in the place, right? And there's a little seafood place that's been around forever there in Flagler Beach, very well known.
Uh-huh.
And they do a $12.95 lobster special.
All right.
Pound and a quarter lobster. So this guy is adamant, telling me how great his meal was, that I smell his beard. And he's picking his beard up and pushing it by the face. And then he continues to go on and on about all the other endeavors that he did. And I can smell them in his beard. That it's all right there, all the good aroma. Hey, I'm sitting there going, how the heck do I have to sit next to this clown?
What? Hey. So he sat down, the guy goes, hey, smell my beard. What is the, I see the waiter walks over and you say, yeah, how's the lobster special? Oh, hold on. Just smell that gentleman's beard. It'll tell you everything you need to know. You know what? That is interesting. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I don't know that I would ever go back there. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. New study. Apparently beards dirtier than dog. You know what I think that the rise of beards, what I equate it to is, the Harry Potter books and most importantly, the Harry Potter films. Because if you think about it, Hagrid, Dumbledore, I mean, how many, what's his name? Sirius Black, they all had beards. And it was 20 years ago. So these kids that grew up thinking that Hagrid was cool and Dumbledore was the bee's knees. And who were the evil guys? Snape, not a single hair on his face. He who shall not be named, that guy, Voldemort, he couldn't grow facial. I mean, his whole face was disfigured. There was no hair anywhere. He looked a lot like me, actually. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break already, but we'll be right back. Beards, are they really dirtier than dogs? It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hold on.
Let me turn that off. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hit the wrong button there, so I heard myself. It is 855-765-1045. We're talking about nothing at all serious today. It's like a Monday, but not really. But we're going to get to the news, I promise. We're going to get to everything you need to know about everything that you need to know. But first, let's get back to Keith in St. Augustine. Keith, what's up, man? How are you? Keith, you there? Keith, can you hear me? All right, Keith is peaced out. Tim on the west side. What's up, Tim? How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good, hey, man.
It's pretty basic. You know, I worked as a nurse for 20 years, so you learn about physiology and bacteria, and the mouth is one of the most bacteria-laden places on the human body. So yeah. if you give yourself some pretty good oral care, you know, teeth cleaning, dentist, and all that kind of stuff, and clean the beard, you're probably going to be pretty good to go.
Did you find that people with beards were usually sicker or had more bacteria or anything like that than people without beards?
You know, I never really, you know, noticed any trend in that respect.
Yeah.
But just, you know, it's just the basics, man.
But I know that they do shave people. Like, before you go into surgery, they shave your area.
Oh, sure, because, like I said, things can be clinging to those hair follicles.
Yeah.
And, yeah, bacteria is a real nemesis if you're doing any kind of surgery.
No, yeah, hair's gross. Hair's gross, man. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. That's my motto, at least. And I would feel that way even if I was able to grow some. Hey, John in Baldwin. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing good, man. Do you have a beard?
Yes, since, last time I shaved was the 6th of August, 1985.
The 6th of August, 1985 was the last time you shaved?
Yes.
So how long is your beard?
Well, I used to keep it about an inch long, and...
So you trim it. It's not that you just haven't shaved.
Well, yeah, I kept it trimmed while I was working in the corporate world.
Yeah.
And since then, I've let it grow, and I've become Santa Claus. I do Santa Claus now. And so it's a little bit longer. It's about 10 inches long now.
You have a 10-inch long beard. Wow.
Yeah. So it's perfectly coiffed, and I keep it clean. And, you know, you have to do that if you're out in the public.
No, absolutely.
But I have to say, here's the reason.
Okay.
I have no chin.
You have no chin.
Right. I have no chin. It's one of those things. Actually, my second chin is bigger than my first chin.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question.
It's all about aesthetics, right? Because
right.
My chin, my primary chin, is I have no chin. My nose is bigger than my chin.
All right. So,
and that's what, you know, that's what it is. It makes you look better.
So if you let me ask you this. So you've had a beard of some kind or other for the last 30 years. Have you ever found anything in your beard that shouldn't have been there, like a bug or a worm or a particle that was unidentifiable or something like that?
Well, if I go outside in the pollen, sure, you're going to have pollen.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You know, yeah, sure. I'm a woodworker, so I always have, you know, dust shavings and stuff like that. But,
yeah
you know, I take my air hose and I blow my beard out, you know, and all that stuff. But, you know, you got to think about that stuff. It's the way things are. But, you know, I ride motorcycles, so, you know, you're going to have bugs and stuff like that in it. But you have to take care. You know, you can wrap it up and you can put a stocking or a ski mask.
When you go to the deli and the butcher has a beard, but he puts a little like hairnet over it. I love that. Hey, if you ever get a chance, send us some video of you blowing out your beard with the pressurized air hose. It's like, all right, all done for the day. All right, I'm ready to go. Oh, wait, missed a spot. There you go. Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. So apparently, beards are dirtier than dogs. Beards are dirtier than dogs, according to this new study we read over the weekend. 855-765-1045. I guess people are blowing their dogs out with the air hoses, too. It's the Mark Kay Show. Quick break. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV.
So, Game of Thrones, what kind of family-friendly consumer consumption is that? Flesh-eating zombies or blood-sucking teenage vampires?
Hey, spoiler alert. Come on, spoiler alert. 855-765-1045. We'll get to Game of Thrones in a minute, though. First, though, we got a bunch of beard people, and apparently this study over the weekend said that a man's beard is dirtier, on average, than a dog's fur.
Hey, Mark K., what's dirtier, the beard of a man or the beard of a billy goat?
I have no idea. That wasn't a study. That wasn't in the study.
No Shave November. Halloween's a perfect time to start.
I'll tell you what, No Shave November is probably... I did that 1 year, and I never again, because I looked... I can't grow a full beard in a month, let alone in, like, you know, a year. I don't think I ever could. So I looked... I just looked like a homeless person. And then when I went in to get it all shaved off on December 1st, I went to the Art of Shaving down at the St. John's Town Center, and the guy literally removed every piece of hair on my head. So it was... So then I just looked sick. It was a very odd dichotomy. One day to have this, like, scraggly beard, facial hair all over my face, and then to go... And then I was just a cue ball. Like, people were coming up with cue sticks, chalking them up and like pointing them at the back of my head. And I was like, whoa, wait, that's just my head. It's not a pool table. Hey, Curtis in Riverside. How you doing, Curtis?
Doing well. How you doing?
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for calling. What do you want to say about these beards being dirtier than dogs?
Well, I'm not totally sure about that, but what I can tell you is that I was growing a beard out for about 6 months and did not wash it. Never thought twice about washing it until one day I came home. I work in a local hospital, and I came home one day, and I told my wife to look at my beard. There was something kind of itchy and kind of irritated, and she was completely disgusted about it because she hates beards. And she wouldn't really look, so I finally figured out that it was some kind of rash. I have no idea where it came from, the hospital or what. So that night, I took a shower, and I shampooed it twice and conditioned it, and it was gone the next day. So I guess a word of advice, if you have one, I guess it's good to wash it.
Yeah, I would assume it's shocking to me that there's people that don't think they have to wash their beard. I mean, I imagine you really probably have to wash that even more so than your head, because it is so close to your mouth and there is food coming in contact with it. And, you know, you don't put a hat. I know a lot of guys with beards, they'll walk around with hats on so their head's protected. But then they go home. If you're not washing your beard, I think that's weird. Like, I sometimes wash my underarm hair. You know, I take a little, you know, you make sure, because that can get stinky and gross. But I can only imagine what your facial hair. Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. All right. Speaking of stinky things, this whole thing with the immigrants in these sanctuary cities, this is something that is really, we talked about this. In fact, on Friday, we talked about this story in the Washington Post. And I pride myself, and again, you know, we have an earlier show than Rush, but I pride myself whenever we talk about something and then I get in my car to drive home and I hear Rush Limbaugh saying the same damn thing. And I think, well, okay, obviously we're on the right track. But we were talking about this, and I said to myself, this Washington Post story, where they're trying to blow the lid off of this whole proposal that Donald Trump came up with about sanctuary cities, you know, it was a White House proposal. They were kicking around ideas. They were brainstorming. And we have a rule here at the radio station, and I disagree with this rule, but it's a rule that's there to inspire free thought. And whenever we have a brainstorming meeting, and maybe you've heard this one, someone say this where you work, too. But whenever we have a brainstorming meeting and we all start throwing out ideas, the moderator or whoever's in charge, they always make it a point to say, guys, there's no bad ideas in brainstorming, guys. Listen, or if somebody shouts out an idea and another person in the room, typically me, shoots it down, they go, hey, we're not judging you. There's no bad ideas in brainstorming, guys. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, there's like 50 horrible ideas on that board right now. In fact, I can count maybe two semi-decent ideas, and the rest are crap. So don't tell me there's no bad ideas in brainstorming. Anyway, so they're brainstorming ideas at the White House, and they're coming up with ideas for immigration. And somebody throws out there, hey, why don't we ship all the immigrants from the border to these quote-unquote sanctuary cities, which have already said, we welcome you with open arms. We will provide health care. We will provide food. We will provide schooling. We'll let you vote. We'll let you drive. We'll make you mayor. You know, all these. And if ICE comes looking for you, we're not going to tell them you're here. If the feds come looking for you, we will refuse to help them. We will not let them know where you are. We will not let them take you away. We will not. In fact, we will even make it harder in some cases. And we don't care if we don't get federal funding. You know what we'll do? We will sue Donald Trump and the government if they try to refuse us federal funding for not obeying the federal laws that require us to help ICE investigators deport and detain illegal immigrants. So come on over to San Francisco. Come on up to Chicago. You know, Miami welcomes you, all of these places. So Donald Trump is floating this idea at the White House saying, hey, why don't we just send the illegals to the sanctuary cities? Because that would do two things. Number one, it would put them in a place where they feel safe and happy. And number two, it would teach all these mayors and these congresspeople that are basically ignoring federal law a lesson. And we talked about this on Friday, and I said to myself, it actually seems like a great idea. Like, of all the brainstorming meetings I've been to, that seems like an idea that actually makes sense. You know, it serves two purposes. It, number one, it basically, you know, smacks your political enemies, and it provides these people with the services that they so desire. I don't understand why it was a bad idea. And I asked, I said, please, somebody call up and explain it to me. Somebody call up and explain to me the thinking behind this. You know, what is the Washington Post trying to say by claiming that these emails exist, by investigating this, by getting quotes from the Department of Homeland Security about this proposal? Are they saying that it's bad? Because as I sat here and read the article live on the air, as we talked through it, I couldn't for the life of me figure out what was wrong with it. I thought it was a great idea. And when I asked people to call and explain why it was bad, guess what happened? Nobody called. No, but not one call, not one open mic message, not one DM. Which means one of two things. Either A, nobody's listening to the show, or B, nobody thought it was a bad idea either. And everyone else was like, yeah, that's a great, I can't explain it to you, Mark. And then, of course, I turned on the car. I heard Rush Limbaugh talk about it, and he was saying the same thing. And then 20 minutes later, the president of the United States himself, who was either A, listening to my show, or B, listening to Rush Limbaugh's show,
Miners,
or C, both, you got on Twitter and tweeted out something very similar. He basically tweeted out something very similar. And he said, look, what we can do is we can do exactly that. I'm seriously considering moving all of these illegal immigrants to these sanctuary cities. The New York Times sanctuary city's immigration story today was knowingly wrong on almost every fact. That's not it. It was another one. But the fact of the matter is that then it became a real thing. Now there's people that are investigating the legality of it. Now there's people that are going through saying this could backfire. You've got mayors. You've got mayors. Rahm Emanuel, for one, saying we will welcome you with open arms. So this is continuing. Donald Trump is no idiot. He is looking at a way to keep himself in the middle of the conversation. He is looking for a way and finding it. When you've got all these Democrats running for office, when you've got the Bernie Sanders, when you've got the touchy-feely Joe Bidens, when you've got Pete Buttigieg and all these other people that are running for office trying to claim their tiny little space in the news cycle, trying to get the kind of attention that only Donald Trump can get with a single tweet. Due to the fact that Democrats are unwilling to change our very dangerous immigration laws, we are indeed, as reported, giving strong considerations to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. With that tweet and this story, which he didn't even start, Donald Trump has stolen the news cycle once again and kept himself in the limelight. When all of these Democrats are aching to be seen, to be heard, to have their ideas put forth. It's really kind of brilliant. 855-765-1045. And, you know, the media, they're not the smartest people in the world, but the media, they need to realize that if they want Donald Trump out of office, if they want Donald Trump to fail, if they want Donald Trump to lose election in 2020, if they want him to be gone from their lives, if they really feel like he's destroying the United States of America and he is not fit to be the president, then there's one thing that they need to do. They can do one thing cumulatively and end it all. And I'll tell you what that is in just a minute. We got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045. This is the Marque Show. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. Messages about the sanctuary cities.
These cities want to protect illegal immigrants and legal immigrants. So why don't they want to keep these illegal immigrants or legal immigrants and finance their needs?
I mean, that's a big question the White House is asking. Hey, if you want them, we'll send them to you. And now that's going to be that's a big battle that's brewing. All right, we have some phone calls. But first, so I got a package the other day. This was delivered last Wednesday. And the guy who sent it to me, a guy named Ken, who watches us on Twitch religiously. And Ken, thank you so much for doing this. You're the first person actually to send me something that isn't a book. Usually if I get a package, it's some author pimping their book and they want to come on the show. And I don't interview authors on the show because... well, I don't read. But anyway, so Ken sent me this package, and we finally tracked it down. It's been in flux. It's been all over the building. We've been trying to find it. The other Josh came back today from his two-day vacation, and he found it. And so I'm going to open it now. If you're watching on any of our streaming, we stream on Facebook Live, The Mark Kay Show, on Twitch. We stream on YouTube and also on Periscope. So we're gonna open this up. By the way, someone else on Twitch asked for my address, which I gave them, and then I thought to myself, oh, Maybe I don't want to be publicizing the address. Oh, look. It appears to be... oh, my God. It's my first one. Look at this. Oh, this is fantastic. Look at this. To replace our Make America Great Again hat, look what we got. Keep America Great. This is fantastic, Kat. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. You know what? I've been meaning to get one of these because that's going to be the new slogan. Make America Great. Now we got to... let's see if it fits on my big head. Let's see. Oh, it fits. Oh, this is... hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Wow, this is awesome. Okay, good. So now we're ready for 2020. Now we're ready for 2020. 855-765-1045. What a great Monday. This is Lynn in Jacksonville. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Great. What'd you want to say, Lynn?
Well, I hated to do this, but I feel like I'm going to burst your bubble. But Pat Robertson on the 700 Club made a suggestion or a recommendation to Donald Trump at least a month or two ago about taking all of these, the migrant wave that's assaulting our southern border,
yeah,
and delivering them to Nancy Pelosi's house or to New York City, where they, the sanctuary cities that are, you know, more than willing to give them homes and bring them in.
Well,
so
you know what?
He said that at least...
no, I was going to say, you know what's really shocking about that is that I didn't know that Pat Robertson was still alive and that the 700 Club was still on. So I'm shocked to hear that. But you're right. It's not the first time this idea has been floated. In fact, we've had people call on this show for months saying we should take them illegals and send them to Nancy Pelosi's house. She want to put them right on her front porch. In fact, I think that's a direct quote from one of our callers. I think his name was Ed, and he was calling from Baker County. Right? Is that it? The other Josh is saying, yeah, it was Ed from Baker County. Ed from Baker County called him and said, take them damn legal, put them on Nancy Pelosi. She wants them, she can have them. And so it's not a new idea, but it is exciting to see that it's starting to get some play in the press. Shira from Ponte Vedra Beach. How are you, Shira?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Great. I have a new hat.
I heard. Yeah. What color is it?
Oh, guess.
Is it still red?
Yes, it's exactly the same hat, only instead of Make America Great Again, it says Keep America Great. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure this one, let's see if this one was made in China too, because my other one was made in China. I'm going to look for that. Anyway, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Well, first of all, I wish they would make a rainbow colored one. I think that would be pretty. Keep America Great Again in a rainbow colored.
Yeah.
You know, throw the left off a little bit. Now, listen, it's all, you know, everything's in the details. The devil's in the details. So, yes. Bus all of the illegals up to all of these sanctuary cities, but let's talk about it. They all have gorgeous parks. Let's take New York City, for example. Let's put tents in Central Park with porta potties and little barbecue pits for all the illegals to come in. And then let's have the illegal kids who are living now in Central Park. Their address is now Central Park, New York City. Let's have them to go to all of the elite schools like Dalton, the best schools, the private schools. So now their address will be Central Park. And they're going to the very best schools in New York City and all the other sanctuary schools, cities around the country. The best parks, best locations, the best addresses, and the best private schools. Nothing but the best for the illegals.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. That's going to be a tough sell. That's going to be a tough sell. You know what's going to happen? Here's what's going to happen, too. If this goes anywhere, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have all these people that are like, hey, send us your illegal immigrants. We will take them. We will be the sanctuary city that we promised we would be. They're going to do that. And then Donald Trump is going to send a bunch. And what's going to happen is they're not going to be able to support them. They're not going to have a place for them to live. They're not going to be able to send them to decent schools. And everything that they were supposedly promising, they're no longer going to be able to afford. And it's going to backfire. And then what's going to happen, of course, is that they're going to just start spreading out into the country and finding jobs in other places like non-sanctuary cities. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to take a quick break. Thanks again, Ken, for the hat. We got more of your phone calls coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about it. If you have an idea or if you want to comment about what Donald Trump's proposing, give us a buzz. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Wait, Adam Kirk, don't leave. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on. I'm sorry. What is the guy's name?
Pete Buttigieg.
What is it?
Boot edge. Like edge twice.
I've been calling him Buddy Geek for like weeks. How come nobody's told me it's not Buddy Geek?
Buddy Geek is the way it's spelled, correct.
Okay.
But it is actually Boot Edge Edge, if you can believe that. Buttigieg.
So Boot Edge Edge.
Boot Edge Edge.
Oh, God.
With an emphasis on the boot.
I apologize for calling him Buddy Geek or whatever, but it's Booty Edge Edge. Boot Edge Edge.
We had to call the office to actually find that out.
So. You think you would change your name to something easier, like, you know, I don't know, Washington or Reagan or Trump or something. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. All right, we're gonna make note of that. This is the Mark Kay Show. Facts are not our number one thing. We're more opinion related. The facts. Adam Kirk, opinion. Mark Kay. 855-765-1045. I heard him say that. I did a triple take. I had no idea. This is Larry in St. Augustine. Larry's been waiting very patiently to talk about these sanctuary cities and the proposal put forth by the White House, reported on by the Washington Post, and then reaffirmed by Donald Trump on Twitter this Friday about potentially moving illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities. Larry, what'd you want to say? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I think Trump screwed up pretty bad on this one.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, what he should have did, because of the Never Trumpers, you know, they're going to go against anything he says.
Yeah.
He should have put out there that he was going to send none of them to sanctuary cities. And they would be beating the drum right now to have them.
Oh, I see. Like reverse psychology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if he would have come out and said, none of these people are going to go to sanctuary cities, they would be screaming right now for them.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Like, so you say, hey, I'm not sending any of these illegals to the sanctuary cities. Forget it. You'll never see them. And then they'd be like, we
absolutely
want them. Send them right this minute, Mr. Meanie. That's an interesting point. I haven't even thought of that. You may be right about that. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Reverse psychology. What was that? Reverse psychology. It's an awesome tool. It's a way for you to get people to agree to do stupid things. That was Michael Scott. Wait, I think I have it here. Do I have it here? No, I don't. I thought I did. 855-765-1045. We'll find it in just a minute. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is Bill in Mandarin. Bill, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, Bill?
Hey, Mark, doing great, man. I think Larry's on to something there.
Okay.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, no, I'm right here. Yeah, keep talking.
Now, I think he's on to something, too. But if nothing else, Trump, all he needs to do is just thank them for their patronage, the sanctuary cities, tell them we're willing to learn from them and their progressive ways, and then load their wagon up for them.
All right.
As many as they can take.
Yeah, so you agree with that. I mean, you think of the look. I mean, it does seem to me like this is something that both sides of the aisle should be able to get behind, you know? I mean, if they, look, if they're saying we are sanctuary cities, we will protect, we look forward to these people coming in, then it definitely seems like, okay, great. I mean, why? I don't understand why this is even an argument. Hey, Jeremy from the South Side, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. What did you want to say, Jeremy?
I think President Trump should consider filling up Washington, D.C. with these tent cities. Just load up the National Mall and have it as a bright, clear picture for all of these politicians to see what's going on right outside their office windows, and then let the overflow from Washington, D.C. be the sanctuary cities.
That's an interesting point. And then he could just escape from Mar-a-Lago whenever he needs a break.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. 855-765-1045 is the number. Yeah, I teased this a little bit before the break, and then I forgot to get into it. But the issue here again, and it always comes back to this, is the problem we have is the media. Because the media doesn't realize the power that they do have. And they do have power. For example, the reason Donald Trump is our president is because for 2 years, the media, basically, all they did was cover Donald Trump. Every time he woke up, they were there at his bedside. Every time he went out and said something, they were there. Every time he made a public appearance, every one of his rallies was streamed basically online on YouTube, on CNN. It was every time he opened his mouth to say something. Every faux scandal, every real scandal, everything was just, it was 98% Donald Trump during the election and about 2% Hillary Clinton. And when you give somebody that much attention, there's just no reason for them not. I mean, they're going to win. You can't give somebody round the clock 24-hour publicity and expect them to go away. Expect people to forget about them. That's not the way publicity works. There's no such thing as bad publicity. That is damn skippy. The more attention you give somebody, the more they're going to be in people's minds, the more top of mind they're going to be. And when they go into the polling location, they're going to remember that person. They're going to remember something they said. They're not going to know if they're good or bad. They're just going to remember them. And they're instinctively going to sit there and fill in that circle next to Donald Trump's name. So the reason Donald Trump is the president is, number one, because he got more electoral votes. And number two, because the media shoved him down everyone's throats for 2 years. So now you would think, having realized that or having learned from that, they would realize that the only way to get Donald Trump out of office, the only way, is not to continue to hammer this narrative of Russian collusion, continue to try to figure out how to get him impeached, continue to find out what misdeeds and wrongdoings he's done, continue to find out what kind of fake crimes Donald Trump may or may not have committed. Julian Assange is not their ticket to get to Donald Trump and get him out of office. None of that is going to work. The way they can get rid of their problem, which is the president of the United States, is to ignore him. It's to ignore him. Just stop reporting on him. Put out a blanket statement. No more press coverage for the president. No more standing outside the White House waiting for him to come out and speak to us before he gets on a helicopter. No more blog posts. No more tweets about the president. No more angry rants on CNN, on Anderson Cooper, on Chris Cuomo, on Don Lemon. None of that. Nobody writes about him. Nobody talks about him. Nobody says anything. Nobody follows him. No gaggle of reporters wandering around with their little MP3 players, just ready to record some boisterous and offensive comment by the president of the United States. No more retweeting the guy. Just ignore him. Cut him. Unfollow him. Just cut him out. That's the way you get rid of him. Pick a new candidate. Give the same amount of attention to a new candidate that you gave to Donald Trump. Go find your Bernie Sanders. Go pick Joe Biden. Go pick Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg, whatever it is. Follow him around. You know, publicize every word he says, every speech he gives, every rally he's at. Figure out who you want to be the president and then afford them the same amount of attention that you would give to Donald Trump or that you gave to Donald Trump in the 2016 election. That's how you're going to get him out of office. It's the only way you're going to get him out of office. And the problem, of course, is that they're not going to do that. Because if they stopped giving Donald Trump the attention that they've been giving him for the last 2, 3 years, 4 years even, if they dropped the mic and walked away from him, if they refused to retweet him, if they refused to do the rants, if they refused to be there waiting at the helicopter for him to speak, if they refused to do any of that, they would be out of business.
they would be out of business. Because the only person talking about things that people really want to hear about is Donald Trump. And the problem is that they gave him the attention to put him in office, and now they are required, by financial law to continue to give him attention. Because if they don't, they all go hungry. They all go out of business. They're all going to be living in Central Park along with the illegal immigrants that Donald Trump buses there from the border because, you know, New York's a sanctuary city. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. There are more of the Mark Kaye Show, more of your open mic messages, more on the way. So stay tuned to News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Mark, last night on NBC News, they had a pin, two pins, over Jacksonville as being a sanctuary city. That is fake news.
That is fake news. We are not a sanctuary for anyone. Well, except for football players with arrest records. And that's what we like. If you're a football player with a criminal record, come on over to Jacksonville. We'll take good care of you. 855-765-1045. This is Doc calling in from downtown. Doc, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Mark. I think this is the perfect opportunity to put America first. Every homeless person, yeah. I mean all of them, should change their name to Juan, Jose, or Maria Gonzalez and move to those sanctuary cities.
Now, you joke, but Cher basically said that same thing. Cher tweeted, and now she's getting crap for it. And thanks for the call, Doc. Always good talking to you. She tweeted, "I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000-plus citizens who live on the streets, people who live below poverty line and hungry? If my state can't take care of its own, many are vets, how can it take care of more?" And this is a great question. How can a state that can't even support the homeless population, how can they bring in more illegals and support them? That's a great question, Cher. I guess you just have to believe. 855-765-1045. Moon Pie, what's up, Moon Pie? How you doing?
Hey, buddy, how you?
Hey, great to talk to you, Moon Pie. What's up, man? What'd you want to say?
So what I wanted to say was, according to the Center for Immigration Studies.
Yeah.
Actually, Clay County is listed as a protective area for immigration.
Is it really?
I cannot go in there, and that is straight from the website of Center for Immigration Studies, and that was updated in March of this year.
Yeah, and I know that there's a bunch of counties like around Orlando. I think Tampa. I don't know if Tampa was, but Miami definitely. Miami fluctuated back and forth. They were a sanctuary city, but then they didn't want to lose their funding, and Marco Rubio had a big problem with it or something. But that's interesting. Hey, thanks so much. So you may be living in a sanctuary city and not even know it. We appreciate the call, Moon Pie. Ron and Stark, how you doing, Ron?
Hey, pretty good. I have a pretty good take on the sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
We get the first five busloads of illegals and send them to Pelosi's district, and we call that the caravan.
I like it. Hey, we put them on the bus, we say, Pelosi, see you later. Bill from Green Cove, how you doing, Bill?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Oh, good. What'd you want to say?
Okay, I think, first of all, you take cities like Detroit that have lost neighborhoods and neighborhoods and neighborhoods. They're just now slums. Move all them people into those neighborhoods. Second, we got a major problem with working people in this country that do not have enough laborers helping contractors and subcontractors. Now, somehow, we need to figure out, put those people to work and make them earn an honest living because the government is giving away so much free money, we can't find normal American people to work day jobs for laborers. Pool contractors, builders, subcontractors, yeah. Electricians cannot find help.
Yeah, no, you know, and that
give away free money.
And that is something interesting you bring up. There is definitely a shortage of labor in the and I hear about this all the time. People like electricians and things. You try to call an electrician, and if you need emergency electrical wiring, it's going to cost you $1,000 because there's just not a need for them. And part of that, that's twofold. That's an immigration problem. You're right, because we should be we should be able to process legal immigrants who are then going to come in here and take those jobs that, you know, and again, not all, those are not low paying jobs. Those are not bad jobs. And as you pointed out, there's a real need for those. But the other problem with that is you have way too many people going to college to become like lawyers. You have way too many people going to college to become some kind of specialized whatever. You have way too many people going to college studying for some specialized degree, studying psychology or whatever BS they're teaching you, and building up debt. And then when they get out, they can't, you know, they have to go out and they have to find some kind of job in their field because they went to college for that. What you need is these people not to go to college. You need people to go to technical schools, to trade schools. You need people to go out and be, you know, like journeymen again. You need people to go out and realize, hey, you can get it. There's an outstanding living in construction, in electrical work, in welding. I mean, my richest relative was my Uncle Rick. Still is. I guess he's not dead. So my richest relative is my Uncle Rick, and he was a bricklayer. He was a bricklayer, but then he was a stonemason, and he put in these, it was like this specialized rich person stone. So not only did he make bank selling the stone, but then he could charge more to install it because it was so precious and there was a certain, he had to like buff it to make it shine. I don't know. It was all probably, like, let's be honest. It was probably all just marketing crap, but he made a killing doing that. You know, I have another good friend he owns a company that fertilizes your lawn. And here in Florida, where you have the HOA driving around in golf carts, taking pictures every time you have a weed pop up, that's definitely something you need. He makes a killing. So don't think you need to go be a lawyer, you know, or an accountant or something. You could go right to work right now, building something, and live happily ever after. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. A lot of people don't like it when you mix genres, but I've always been a big fan of that, as you guys know if you've been listening to the show for a while. But I don't mix country music with rap music. I like to mix the news with rap music. And I feel like this is something that could really take off. And so every week we'll try to probably, you know, just kind of update you on the headlines this way. See if you like it. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again with more Washington, D.C. shenanigans. The House of Reps is still trying to find collusion. Their blood is so hot, they're going to need a transfusion. Every single one of the House Democrats will most definitely suffer massive heart attacks if they don't see a Mueller report that's unredacted, as well as 10 years of Donald Trump's taxes. And my old buddy Herman Cain is up for the Fed, which makes a lot of folks' faces turn bright red. They don't want another outsider getting lucky. They don't want them on the Fed board yelling, shucky ducky. Donald Trump, he's hanging down at the border, trying to build a wall to restore law and order. There's a crisis down south. That ain't no bull. Trump said, we can't take more illegals. We're full. Then both parties got real nervous when he axed the head of Homeland Security and the Secret Service. He's cleaning the house. He's draining the swamp. It's total chaos. It's totally Trump. You don't do your job, you're gonna get fired. That's made crystal clear on the day you are hired. This ain't McDonald's, this ain't Chick-fil-A. We ain't making fries, we're making America great. 2020's ramping up and it's gonna be a party, cause there's a new Democrat running every day. And each of them is still solidly in second place, behind creepy Joe who sticks his nose in your face. This crop of weirdos on the left must be heaven sent. There literally ain't one of them who's half decent. Plus, Trump's approval rating is 53%. I'm pretty sure he'll continue to be the president. But the highlight of the week by far is when the Democrats asked the AG William Barr, do you think the FBI spied? If you had to take a guess, he looked him in the eye and said, duh, yes. And I'll investigate to see exactly who's behind this whole Russian collusion ruse. Because in my DOJ, we don't stand for this crap. My name's Mark Kay, and that's a wrap. I think we can reach a whole new audience with that, don't you? Like, bring the news to the people who don't care about it, and bring rap news and music to the people who hate it. Just kind of, I don't know. I don't call it like, we'll call it like, it's like rapping collusion. And that's basically what it is. Yeah, that one goes out to the other Josh who was off last week and didn't get a chance to hear it. So I guess he doesn't know that we have a podcast. You can just go listen on the podcast. Or you can go to the Mark Kay Show page. We have a video of it, which has been going viral. So thanks to the other Josh for following. 855-765-1045. Speaking of the sanctuary cities and the immigrants at the border and that whole battle heating up, we have a bunch more people online. And we're getting some open mic messages, too.
It's time for the Democrats Democrats to put their money where their mouth is. Let's plunk 20,000 illegals in every Democrat's district.
And that's exactly what Donald Trump is suggesting we do. 855-765-1045. Daryl's on the north side. How you doing, Daryl? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What'd you want to say, sir?
Doing good, Mark. The only problem I have is with putting all these folks in the sanctuary city.
Yeah.
What's to keep them from going to other cities?
Yeah, that's so. That's a great question. I'm glad you brought that up. People think that people do think that putting them in a sanctuary city, I guess they're going to stay there. But there's no reason to, especially if it's overcrowded. They can wander out into the countryside. They can get on a bus. They can go
somewhere else. Get the same benefits.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And that's why probably none of this is going to happen. It just feels like it's a battle of words at this point. Joe from the north side. How are you, Joe?
I'm good, Mark. Hey, what do they do with the immigrants after 20 days? Do they just kick them out the door wherever they're at?
Yeah, I mean, look, One of the big problems is they come into this country, and if they claim asylum, if they say they're refugee status, whatever, they go to a holding cell. And we used to, you remember when they were separated from their parents, and that was a big deal. So now they don't do that anymore. But then they, what they do is they take them to court, and they have judges, not enough of them, by the way, because there's so many flooding in that they don't even have enough judges. They're having like fine judges to move down to these border courts so that they can, it's an illegal offense. So you need to have a judge. And then what happens is the judge says, all right, you're ordered to return in 20 days. And then they kick them out the door and they never see them again. Because once they walk out of that courtroom, there's no reason for them to come back.
Right. Well, hey, put me down for 2 bus tickets because I don't want to break up the family. OK,
that's very nice of you. Hey, thanks so much. It's like when you go on Facebook, and it's like, hey, for my birthday today, I've decided to donate money for charity. It's like, hey, for my birthday today, I've decided to buy bus tickets for illegal immigrants directly to a sanctuary city of your choice. Which sanctuary city would you like to choose? Seattle, Houston, Douglas from Putnam County. How you doing, Douglas?
Hi there. I have 2 things. One is when they vacated Puerto Rico of 250,000 people into the state of Florida, I think there's a vacancy to import some people over there to help build it. And the other thing is in regards to your music, back on the farm, we used to call that Caucasian rap, crap for short.
No, I got it. I think not the first time someone's referred to my talents as that. Probably not the last. This is Bob in Orange Park. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. What do you want to say, sir?
Well, I think that Trump could take a great opportunity. He could get with Mexico, have them carve out several sections of land on their side of the border, and work it out so that we could have sanctuary cities of our own, Republican sanctuary cities over there, and name them like Freedom Town, Liberty Town, things like that, and just temporary cities, like, you know, tent cities or whatever it takes, set them up, make Mexico pay for some of that, make Guatemala pay for some of that, and all the others. And then what we're doing, we will actually indoctrinate them with freedom views, Republican truth views, and then what we could do is get them endearing to us and cause them to be voters once they do come over, you know? Yeah. And the Democrats would hate that. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean,
they hate us for it.
That does seem like a lot of work. I've told you this before, and I'll say it again. Here's what you do. You build a wall. You get some sponsors to pay for it. You put up, for example, in New York, they took this old, it's called the High Line. And what they did was they needed to build a park, and they had this old abandoned, it was like an old abandoned train, you know, elevated train track. The subway was no longer running on that elevated track, so they turned it into a park. They put in sculptures. They put in restaurants. Now it's a tourist attraction. Basically, same thing could apply at the border. You build a big wall, like the Great Wall of China. People can stroll up and down it. They can take Segway tours. They can ride their bikes. You have restaurants. You have art museums. You have, you know, kids shops where you can buy stuff like, my parents' T-shirts that say my parents went to the Mexican border wall and all I got was this stupid T-shirt. All that kind of stuff. You turn it into a tourist attraction like south of the border. If you drive between North Carolina and South Carolina on 95, you are going to stop at south of the border. You have to, because it's a tourist trap. They have fake wigwams. They have hats galore. They have T-shirts. They have stickers. They have food. They have lodging. You know, you can find a way to monetize this, and all the people that come to the border could help sustain it, could work as employees. It's a great way. You get Disney involved. You know, Disney's willing to spend $60 million to keep gambling out of Florida. Let them invest on the border wall, and you could call it, you know, Disney Wall. I mean, who wouldn't go to Disney Wall? I think it's a fantastic idea. It's another way for them to create income. You put it in an IMAX theater. You know, I mean, people love this kind of stuff. A bowling alley, an aquarium, whatever. And make it a tourist destination. And let Mexico and let the United States split the revenue somehow. You know, they can provide. You can have then Mexican people come to the border wall, work their shift, make a decent wage for a change, and then go back home. And it would bring a lot of the economy from the United States, from Canada, from the rest of the world down to that part of the country. And it would have nothing, I think, but benefits. I mean, that's been my idea for a long time. No one's jumped on it. Mike from Fernandina. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good. Just calling in on the caravans and all coming up from South America and all.
Yes, sir.
Why is it that we have to take any kind of asylum because by whatever the national law, not national, but international law, you seek asylum in the country that you go into out of the country you're leaving, and that's where you first safe place. Why is that not being enforced? Why are we even having to even worry about sending them back whenever they're breaking international law?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. It's when somebody's willing to break a law, it's very difficult to, you know, it's very difficult to do anything about it. You can't treat them. The problem is we're treating these people as law-abiding citizens when really, you're right, they're breaking the law by coming here in the first place. But if you treat them like a criminal, there's an uproar. 855-765-1045. Oh, we got to take another quick break. When we get back, we're going to bring Hannah in here because there's a lot of stuff that happened over the weekend, and I want to get the millennial take on it. So we're going to do a little millennial word association. That's next right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Hey, it's the Mark K Show. My name is Mark K. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. All right. So it's Monday, and there was a lot going on over the weekend, and we thought we did this last week, and it was kind of fun, so we thought we'd do it again, plus less work for me. We have our – let me make sure that the camera's on. Oh, by the way, I want to thank Ken again. Ken, who watches us on Twitch and on Facebook, he sent me a package, which we finally were able to track down. It's a Keep America Great hat. And it was lost somewhere in the building. The other Josh came back. He was able to find it for us. And now I've got it on. I'm wearing it here on the stream. But what happened was I thanked him for the hat, and a war broke out on Facebook. Apparently, some people believe it's called a cap, and I was incorrect for referring to it as a hat. And so now there's a big back and forth. I didn't know. I just thought it was always a hat. But apparently it's a cap. Hats are different. Hats have brims. And not bills. I don't know that. I've just always called it a hat. So if you want to chime in on that, go to our Facebook page, The Mark K Show. Maybe we'll delve into that a little bit more tomorrow as to whether it's a Make America Great Again, or I'm sorry, a Keep America Great hat, or a Keep America Great cap. Because God forbid, I don't want to get called out for something, you know, that stupid. Anyway, 855-765-1045. So we welcome back to the show today, Hannah, who works in traffic, and she's basically always here. Mm-hmm. In fact, I saw on your Instagram story, you're here for like 14 hours over the weekend.
Oh, that was really fun.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you putting in the extra time.
Thank you.
What we're going to do is we're going to do something called Millennial Word Association. And this is basically, I'm going to mention a story that happened over the weekend, and then I want you to give us just your natural inclination. Like, don't even think about it. Just blurt out the first thing that comes to your mind, because that's really how we can get an idea of what's on the millennial mind.
All right.
You know, don't think about it at all. Because millennials usually don't think about stuff. You know, you just... Dirty looks don't work on the radio, by the way.
I know, I realized that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not... I mean, it is for the camera. Okay, anyway. So here we go. Here's the first topic. And again, just blurt out the first thing that comes to your mind. Make sure it's clean.
Okay.
Tiger Woods wins his fifth Masters.
I'm proud of him. Comeback King.
Really?
Yeah.
You're proud of him?
I mean, okay, I know he has, you know, a bad past, but,
yeah,
you know, everyone makes mistakes.
He made a lot of mistakes, like multiple mistakes.
Okay,
though.
I know, but I was happy because I used to have an old golf coach, and he looked just like Tiger Woods when I was six, and so I'm happy that he won, and he was like my idol growing up. I golfed a lot.
All right, that's just
kind of... Until I was about 10.
I was watching with my wife yesterday. We were watching NSC, and he was running through, and he was really excited. You know, congratulations. I know he had some medical problems. But the whole time when I watched the reaction of the crowd, I was like, why is this guy really a hero? you know, is this something we want? Because, you know, my kids were in there and they're like, why is everyone so excited? I go, well, because he wasn't doing so well for a while. And they go, why not? And I'm like, well, he had back surgery, but also he drove his Cadillac into a tree because his wife found out that he had sex with like 18 people that he wasn't married to. But yeah. anyway, congrats. Okay, so you're proud of him.
Well, I was proud of him, but I mean, like, obviously, I mean, I don't know. We'll move on.
Okay. I'm just saying I would have been more excited had somebody who hasn't won four times prior, but, you know, potentially had their moment.
I'm not really an underdog person, so.
Well, then what the hell are you doing working on this show? All right, here we go. Number two. Ready?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones season 8 premiere.
I don't care.
You don't care about
the game of...
Oh, Candace just turned her chair in disgust. You don't care? Have you not seen a single episode?
Okay, I've seen like one, but I just can't get interested in it, honestly. Yeah. Like, dragons and fire-breathing incest.
Have you... Fire-breathing incest? That sounds horrible. That's you definitely want to go to a doctor if that's fire-breathing incest. Wow.
I don't know.
Harry Potter's very similar, though. You're a big Harry Potter fan, aren't you?
I am. I do love Harry Potter. There's no incest in Harry Potter.
No, but there's fire-breathing dragons and...
But not incest.
Well, okay. So that's
there's totally incest in Harry Potter.
Stop it.
I'm so done.
The other judge, please stop. This is... I don't want to get into that. all right. And finally, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Hey, Adam Kirk, what is it?
Buttigieg.
Am I supposed to... inappropriate name. Change your name.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know you were talking about it earlier, but I got distracted on the name.
Yeah, perfect. I think we all do. All right. Thank you very much, Hannah.
I'm so sorry.
That's Inside the Millennial Mind with a little millennial word association. We'll be back tomorrow to continue the battle of whether or not it's a Make America Great Again hat or cap. Plus, the news and Rush Limbaugh is coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.